Hello, everybody. You're listening to and watching Wake Up with Patty Catter. And I am on the second segment of my personal growth challenge. So I just knocked out the first five things of my personal growth challenge, which I've been winging over the last several days. It's going to be a 27-day process altogether. But right now, I'm going to go over number five through 10. I will go ahead and review the first five, however, so you can go back and listen to that episode as well. But number one was embracing imperfection. So on the first day of my challenge, I worked on embracing my imperfection. Number two was cultivating patience. Number three is breaking free from chains. Number four was saying yes to growth. Number five was nurturing balanced connections. What a mouthful. So, number six is reflecting on choices. How many times do you hear people say, like, well, because of so and so, this happened, or because of that thing in my life, then I really screwed up. But the fact of the matter is, we make our own choices, especially as adults. So, because we make our own choices, then we have to live with those choices, right? So reflecting on the choices that I've made, whoo, and I've made some doozies because, like I said, I am not perfect. I've had some crazy stuff going on in my life. It's just normal. So I ended up having children when I was very young. I was pregnant and had my first child at the age of 19, which you may not have known. So as you can imagine, being a young mother, I've really screwed up a lot through my life, and kids will definitely always be there to tell you that, right? So that is number, technically number six today. So I'm on number six. It's reflecting on choices. So realizing that I was a young mother, I actually had time to reflect about this and how happy I am about this because I am in my prime now and my kids are raised. My kids are great. They are amazing. I love them so much. But it's my turn to do some really fun things now because they are full grown, right? So, upon reflection of all the things that has happened and transpired over all of the years, including, Ken being in the military, Ken being wounded in war, and me being his caregiver, quote unquote caregiver, there were a lot of hard times in my life. But that said, I'm really happy that I went through some of these hard times because it's really carved me into who I am today. And quite frankly, I am very proud of who I am today. It has not been easy, and I will tell you all of my mistakes, but I don't want to focus on those because I realize I am a human being who has made mistakes, and I've been able to learn through some of these mistakes to move on and to help other people in the process. If people want to ever put me down, that's okay. That's on them because they're wasting their little bit of time that they have left in this world. Whereas I'm trying to work on myself and do some cool things. So, number seven is gratitude for life's blessings. I am so incredibly thankful for my kids, for my friends, for my family members, for my nieces, for my nephews, for everything in my life. Especially, I'm going to give a shout out. My friend Candace has really been there for me this year. Amazing, amazing woman. I've known her for years, but we're doing a podcast together, in fact. And then just having these wonderful relationships and people that I work with. And really, quite honestly, right now, my life feels so good. And it's taken me a hell of a lot to get here. And I'm very, very, very thankful for that. So, number eight is the art of listening. So, as a podcaster, especially, I've really learned to listen to the people that I talk with, not only because they're in my ears a lot as a podcaster, but because you get to hear so many different stories from different people. And the fact is, we all have such different, incredible lives. And every single person has a story. Even that mean person that might have been behind you at the grocery store has an amazing story. I guarantee it. Has something in their life that they have been through that you would never have guessed. So think about that when you're interacting with people or when that jerk in the store calls you a name. Before you spout back to them, think about it. I mean, I've had a couple people online before. Like, I don't know what it is that they've gone through or going through, but if they sit there and they're nasty to you online, I can guarantee they are not happy at home. Not at all. So let's see. Number eight. Eight already. The number eight is the art. I said that, the art of active listening. Did I do that one already? So six, seven, and eight. Six was reflecting on choices. Seven was gratitude for life's blessings. Eight is the art of active listening. Nine is maintaining a soft heart. People have asked me, and sometimes I don't know how to answer. Like, how did you get through that? How can you be so happy? How can you be smiling? How come you are lighting up the room? Sometimes I don't light up the room. Sometimes I'm not happy. And sometimes I'm plain miserable, miserable, to be quite honest. And today, actually, it's kind of a crappy day, to be honest. Like, I don't know what it was. It was like the weather or the moon. I don't know if there's full moon, but for whatever reason, I was just kind of like, ugh, today. So the thing is, though, I don't take it out on other people. I try not to, anyways. Try really, really, really hard not to. But I am human. Like, number one, I talked about, I'm not perfect all the time. But that said, you have to remember that you, like, no matter what, we've all been through something. And I could have a cold heart. I could be a complete witch. I could tell somebody off. If somebody yells at me because they don't like what I'm saying, I don't have to yell back. In fact, I don't have to entertain time at all for them. Instead, I can try to focus on something more productive and just focus on that, I guess. So, keeping a soft heart is really important because we can all think about things in our lives that have really made us what we are today. And we can hold things over our own heads and we can be like this mean person who's just like grouchy at the entire world. But what's the point in that? We only live once, YOLO. So, number 10, attraction over force. Oh, how many times do I really, really want to talk to somebody and they might not want to talk to me? Or maybe they start ghosting me and maybe I start taking things to heart. But guess what? Usually you find out, like, oh, that person really wasn't ghosting me. They just were genuinely super busy, but I took it upon myself to think that they were just ignoring me. So I get all upset inside and I wonder, what did I do? Did I talk the wrong way to them? Did I mention something that upset them? What is it? But the majority of time, people are dealing with their own stuff. Just like a lot of times I'm dealing with my own stuff. And maybe you called me, maybe you emailed me, maybe you texted me, maybe you wrote me on Facebook and I haven't responded yet. But I know it's because it is truly because something's going on in my life. Either maybe I'm stressed, maybe I'm doing something, maybe I'm in the store and I quick open up my message and crud, it already marks it red, but I don't have time to respond. Or maybe, maybe I'm working, maybe I'm busy, maybe I'm at the doctor's office, maybe I'm, whatever. But I guarantee that I don't open up a message and be like, I'm not going to respond to that person unless they're not very nice. And then I won't respond. So, that said, focusing on attracting versus being pushy and pushing yourself upon everybody. So, I know it's really important to attract what I want in my life. So that said, I need to portray, I need to exude positivity, happiness, things like that. So it is so important. Oh my goodness, I thought I heard somebody knocking on the door, so I'm just checking. No. So it is so important to project into the world what I want to receive. So if you project into the world what you want to receive, then people who feel that are going to be attracted to you. So it's kind of funny because after my retina detachment, I actually had this time to just kind of lay around and really think about things. And I started thinking about the kind of job that I would want, the kind of people that I would want around me, the places that I wanted to go. And literally, no joke, no joke at all. Things started just happening. Things started happening while I'm laying right there. Like I get phone calls, hey, by chance, are you looking for a job? And literally, like 3 days after I projected into the world, like, okay, man, it doesn't look like I'm going to be keeping this job that I'm doing because they need to find somebody else. And I don't blame them because I'm going to be out of work for 7 weeks. So I just put out there in the universe, like, oh my gosh, I just hope that I find a job that I really love. And it literally like started landing in my lap. It was amazing. So that said, it is important to sit here and sit in your chair, lay down in your whatever, on your couch, in your bed, whatever, is just start thinking about the things that you want and the things that you want to attract in your life. If you want to attract happy people, then be happy. If you want to attract people who are go-getters, then be a go-getter. If you want to attract people who are miserable and who are always complaining, be miserable and always complain because those people will always line up with you. I remember my mom always used to say, birds of a feather flock together, and it's so true. So those were the five extra steps that I have been going through. So I've done 1 through 10 with you now. You can go back and listen to the episode right before this to hear 1 through 5. And then today was 5 through 10. So again, number one, embracing imperfection. Two, cultivating patience. Three, breaking free from chains. Four, saying yes to growth. Five, nurturing balanced connections. Six, reflecting on choices. Seven, gratitude for life's blessings. Eight, the art of active listening. Nine, maintaining a soft heart. 10, attraction over force. Okay, so on the next episode, I'm going to go over the next five. So be sure to tune in for my personal growth journey, which I'm winging every single day. I wake up and I make it up as I go on what's impacted on my heart, and I'm just sharing it with you. So until next time, head over to Patty, PATTI, Patter, KATTER.com for the latest episodes, as well as Instagram and TikTok at Patty Patter, PATTIKATTER, and Facebook at P Patter. Thank you. Until next time, I'll see you later.